Welcome to The Direct Effect, where sharper insights fuel better direct response marketing strategies. I'm your host, Sam, and in today's episode, direct mail is making a strong comeback in 2025. As we look back on the first half of the year, it is clear that brands are leaning into this channel to meet rising consumer expectations, and it is paying off. According to new research from the 2025 Direct Mail Industry Benchmark Report, 67% of marketers report better results than last year, especially for goals like customer acquisition. However, there is a gap between how marketers view mail and how consumers engage with it. For example, while marketers may see success with a single campaign, 44% of consumers say they need to receive 2 to 3 pieces of mail before taking action. This means brands relying on one-off mailings could be missing out. A great example of success through strategic testing comes from a hearing aid manufacturer who scaled their program tenfold and cut their cost per acquisition by 25% by taking a long-term approach. Another key takeaway is around personalization. While 39% of marketers invest in mail for its personalization potential, many consumers still receive messages that feel irrelevant or poorly timed. Real personalization goes beyond using someone's name. It is about meeting people where they are in their buying journey, whether they are just becoming aware of your brand, actively considering their options, or ready to buy. And once they become a customer, mail is an excellent tool for retention and loyalty. Integration is also critical in 2025. 97% of marketers say that pairing mail with digital channels like email, display ads, or SMS boosts performance. Consumers respond better too, but only when the messaging is consistent across platforms. Integrated campaigns that tie offline and online together with consistent branding and messaging see higher engagement. So, what is the big picture? The brands that are seeing the best results from direct mail this year are those who are getting 3 things right: frequency, relevance, and integration. They are not just sending out mail, they are building a strategy around it. If you want your direct mail to perform in 2025, now is the time to align with what consumers actually expect. So, if you are planning mail campaigns for the rest of this year, here is what to focus on. Send more than once, make it truly personal, and tie it into your digital efforts. That is the combo that's getting real results in 2025. Tune in next time where we'll continue to unravel marketing strategies and insights that create a direct effect on your campaign performance. See ya.